Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We've got ourselves an investigation.
What happened?
Well, please do. But it's one they don't even seem entirely sure on. Because a man exposing himself to a woman seems like a pretty clear cut and dry crime.
Yeah, you in trouble.
Well, not in this case, apparently. Because they say that time and place is everything. And the time and the place this man was allegedly hanging brain is what has people split right down the middle on who is wrong and who is right.
But how did the senior crank get out?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's classic rock. You said that in the most news voice. How did the senior Craig
get out?
More at 11 of his crank. Hanging out in the break room, Rochester's classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
This story happened just down 104 to the east, and it starts with a DoorDash delivery. A 23-year-old woman was dropping off food to a customer and got to this man's porch just after 11 o'clock at night.
11 o'clock at night.
11 o'clock at night. Well, that's when you order DoorDash, right?
Sure. All right, but he's an old cat.
Like
all right.
Out.
So when she got there, she says his door was open, and through the open door, she could clearly see the 60-year-old man asleep on the couch with no pants or underwear on.
Oh, okay.
He is hanging brain.
But he's on his couch.
Yes, he is. She also says it was under 60 degrees. So the door being open on purpose.
I think the guy's dead.
Made no sense. She says that's when, she said that, excuse me, she believes, let me try this again, that when the man realized it was a young woman that would be delivering his food, because you can see who's dropping off your food on the app, right, that he staged this scene to show off his genitals. So the driver pulled out her phone and recorded the scene.
But she's assuming a lot here, man.
She later posted the video on TikTok.
Wait.
The video went viral.
Oh, my God.
With over 30 million views.
30 million?
30 million.
On an old...
Must have been pretty obvious.
Semi-dead dog.
Because don't they just usually, like, drop off your food on the step and leave?
Door.
Like, it's not even like they usually knock on your door or ring your doorbell.
She said the door was open and there's his genitals right
there. So, yeah, it had to be... It'd be within view.
All right, so this woman wanted this man charged for what happened. Police in Oswego, where this went down, they investigated. And they ended up not charging him. They say the investigation revealed the guy had passed out drunk, naked from the waist down. The same,
which explains the DoorDash order.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
However, when it comes to not getting in trouble, the same could not be said for the female delivery driver.
Yeah, why did she do all that?
So first off, DoorDash shut down her account. She says that's her full-time gig. She now has no way to secure income. But a bigger deal for this woman, she was arrested, charged with two felonies.
But she also posted it online.
Second-degree unlawful surveillance, first-degree dissemination of unlawful surveillance. That's a TikTok post. The video has been removed from TikTok. And this has now created a massive debate about who was in the wrong, who was in the right, if this woman had a right to do what she did, if this man exposed himself on purpose, and whether or not this woman should face charges. The phone number is 252-WCMF. And let's start like this, because there's going to be a lot of nuance in the discussion.
Yeah.
Tommy, in your opinion, who is the top villain in this story?
Oh, she is. By far. Because she got to that door and just started to assume he had staged this. Mm-hmm. Because he knew that she was a female delivering it based on looking at the app.
This is what she...
He would have to do all that, or did he even care? At 11 o'clock at night, more than likely, he was passed out on a couch drunk, waiting for his chow.
All right. Why is his door open?
I don't know.
Well, that's a pretty big part of the story, though.
So the door is open, but that's big. But that he could have been doing that. He could have not, but. Okay.
Well, no, but that's, again, that's a pretty big contingency there. You can't be like, could have been, could have not. So you think that she overassumed here?
Yes, because the door was open.
Okay.
Because she didn't have to do any of that. All she's got to do is walk up to the porch, put the box down, and leave.
Unless the door is open directly to where he's sitting with his
like,
pants
it would on. Have to be such a direct, I mean, and again, you would have to have such a direct line of vision to just stand in somebody's porch and see all the way in on a couch and a penis.
She may have had that.
Okay, I mean, maybe good.
Well, what happened all of a sudden? You were pretty confident a second ago. I don't get... Look, what you're saying may very well be true, yeah. But for you to automatically, like you're picturing, well, the couch had to be over here, the door had to be over here, and she walked in.
Look, as far as I'm concerned, man, if you answer your door, you're in your house. I think you're safe. I think you should be safe.
Okay. Kimmy? 252 WCMF, and I see you guys already trying to jump in.
I mean, unless you're not exposing yourself to a kid, I don't even see...
That's not how the law goes.
I understand that, but in my world, if I answer the door semi-naked just to grab a package and shut the door, who did I hurt?
What's semi-naked?
Kimmy, who is the biggest villain in this story?
I mean, she is for posting it. I think like if she was genuinely concerned or upset, like you would call the cops, not post it to TikTok. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, she pulled that move. That was a bad look.
Okay.
For yeah. Her. You saw a weenie.
I agree with you there. There is no, I don't know why you would post it to TikTok. Because I even understand filming it for the sake of
no one is going to believe this because then it becomes
her word versus his, which, by the way, is also, like, it's still illegal.
But like the move was to call the, if you were. Like
afraid.
Feeling like this person did it on purpose to call the cops initially.
All right, now here's the thing.
What's that?
All right, now you're very passionate in defending this naked man for some reason.
Well, because I'm an old man with a penis.
Yeah, but you don't take your penis out.
I don't.
With the door open.
I don't.
Right, look, we've all been drunk, right? And we've all done stupid things in our own house.
Drunk and hungry.
But to go Pooh Bear, just shirt and no underwear, is weird. When's the last time you were shirt on, naked from the waist down?
God, I can't think.
Why would you be naked on your couch?
Well, because you're hanging out there. I mean, if he lives by himself just watching TV, I mean, maybe he was taking care of business.
When I talk about sitting bare ass on the couch, and my wife has a no bare ass on the couch rule, you guys freak out at me.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, you're not freaking out about the bare ass on the couch. You call me weird? Now, all of a sudden, it's your American right to put your bare ass on the couch.
It is, and he's a lonely. I mean, he could just be a lonely old guy, you know, no old lady. He could have been
no
just...
No bare ass rules.
Yeah, but he can bare ass in the wild, man. I mean, he could be rubbing one out.
Bare ass in the wild.
He could have rubbed one out, passed out, waiting on his food.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we'll give you the story so everyone understands what's happening, because there's a lot of people that want to get in on this. And judging by the names, I think I know where this is going.
Yeah.
A 23-year-old woman in Oswego working for DoorDash dropped off food to a customer just after 11 p.m. She says the door was open. Through the door, she could clearly see the 60-year-old man asleep on the couch with no pants or underwear on. She says it was under 60 degrees, so the door being open on purpose made no sense. She said believes that when the man realized it was a young woman delivering the food, that he staged this scene to expose himself to her. The driver recorded the scene on her phone and later posted it on TikTok, which went viral with 30 million views. The Oswego Police Department investigated. They did not charge the man. They said that he had been passed out drunk, naked from the waist down. However, the woman, the DoorDash driver, not only did she lose her DoorDash account, she was also charged with two felonies. And the video has been removed from TikTok. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's start with Marty. Marty, you're on CMF, buddy. What's going on?
Morning, guys. So my understanding of this is both parties are in the wrong, in the sense of the man is in the wrong because he probably knew what he was doing when you said that he found out it was a young woman.
Now, here's the thing. I didn't say that. This is her. I want to be clear. This is what she is claiming in the story, Marty.
Okay. Fair. But, again, the man probably knew what he was doing, so therefore he acted on instinct. But also, the woman is in the wrong because she decided to film the whole thing. And it's like, okay, I can understand the point of, like, wanting to get evidence or whatever, but the second you took out that camera, that's when you're in the wrong.
Okay, so she is the villain here, Marty.
Absolutely.
Marty is pro-Peters.
Absolutely. Marty wants to see all the 60-year-old dongs he can. All of them, please bring them to me. Merry Christmas. Dongs for everybody. Marty, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Zach writes us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. My great-grandma was notorious for answering the door naked or in just a sheet. I wasn't told this information until after 12-year-old me was sent over to get her for Christmas dinner, and she walked out on a full moon, still traumatized me to this day. Seeing your grandma bare-ass naked
would
be rough.
Oh, that would disturb you.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Mark?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Mark. What do you got?
Hey, yeah. What do you got? I actually saw that video. She went out of her way to open the door a little bit more to video. So it's not like she just, the door was cracked and then she opened it a little bit more. That guy was absolutely passed out. His arm was over his face, above his head. His pants were laying next to the couch.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. But that also sounds like when you were sick trying to get out of going to school. That was the exact, oh, no. Yeah, right, Mom, I can't go. I think I'm sick.
I'm 58 and I hang brain all the time, man. I put a towel down on my couch. I'm by myself. I'm naked all the time.
No, but see,
that
makes you a biased witness, Mark. You're a biased witness. We can't use you.
But she opened the door a little bit more to make sure she had to get a video. I mean, if you're in public, you can legally film anybody. But that guy was in his house, 100% illegal, once she whipped out that camera. Forget opinions. Talk about the legalities of it.
All right, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but let's talk about this. She was invited to the house. She's the DoorDash driver.
Well, you're not
right?
invited in the house.
But
you're
she didn't
invited
go in the house.
The,
no, she didn't go in the house.
But she didn't push the door open.
This is what he's saying. Mark, thanks for the call, buddy.
I wonder how people that deliver, for a living, how much skin they see over the years delivering pizzas.
Any delivery driver,
they got to see it all, especially back in the day when you delivered pizzas.
Absolutely.
And they had to pay you money.
Yes. Showing up to the door, no effing pants on. I mean, it was cursing. Mm. So here's the thing. All right. I'm okay with the filming. The TikTok thing freaks me out. Because again, I don't know how many people would believe Kimmy, a 23-year-old man.
You're
in this situation.
Like, if you were worried about this person exposing themselves to you, well, you just exposed them to a whole other audience.
Yeah.
All right. Rich writes us on Instagram, offsetting penalties, replay first down. It creates a weird gray area where when
you're talking about his pubes. No play for Mr. Gray.
A weird gray area when it comes to where you're allowed to be naked.
Yeah.
Because we have seen people arrested for being naked inside their homes, but in view of people outside.
Right. Yeah.
Right? Now, in this case, you would not be able to see him from the street. But this woman at his front door, which she had to go to based on his DoorDash order, could see him naked. How can you arrest people for standing in front of the window? But in this case, there's no harm, no foul. The other weird thing to me in this story, when it comes to this guy not facing charges, and again, I wasn't there. No. I don't know what happened. He was passed out drunk almost as a reason why this was acceptable. Can you name another crime where, hey, he was drunk? Would be taken as an acceptable reason someone shouldn't be charged.
Well, he drunk inside your house.
No,
would
but
have to...
are they saying he was passed out drunk because that's why he didn't move?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Okay, whatever.
He
it
didn't
is.
Even know he was. Yeah. She was there.
Okay, that's fair. Fair.
So whatever.
No, hold on. I'm asking. Like that's fine. Even
drunk
if
is an alibi.
Yes. What is another crime where you could use drunk as an alibi?
This might be it. I can't think of one.
But why this one?
Well, because he was passed out on his own couch.
But he's still exposing himself.
True. But I don't know.
Give me another crime where I was like, well, he was drunk. Give the guy a break.
Right.
Drunk driving? Well, he was drunk. He didn't know what he was doing. Because that's kind of what it sounds like. He didn't know what he was doing.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's say you start cooking dinner and you're drunk. You pass out and you start a fire in your house.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you are negligent, but you were passed out drunk.
Okay.
I mean, that would be your excuse, and I don't know if that gets you out of anything, but, like, you could just say, yeah, man, I was drinking, and because that's what happened to me in an apartment complex. I looked at the chick was high.
Yeah.
She was doing baked potatoes. She almost burnt down the whole goddamn apartment complex. But they didn't arrest her for anything.
Well, okay.
But she was negligent.
Okay. Well, I mean, is it always, can you always be arrested for being negligent?
I don't know. I would assume that there was a death or something, maybe. I don't know.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, if you are just joining us, the story that happened just down 104 in Oswego, a 23-year-old woman working for DoorDash was delivering to a man just after 11 o'clock at night. She got to the man's porch. The door was open, according to the story, and through the door, she could clearly see, according to her, this 60-year-old man asleep on the couch with no pants or underwear on. She says it was 60 degrees, so the door being open on purpose made zero sense. She believes that when he found out it was a young woman delivering the food, he staged this scene to be able to expose himself to her. So she took out her camera and filmed it. She then posted that video to TikTok. It went viral with 30 million views. She wanted the man charged. The Oswego Police Department investigated, ended up not charging the man. They say their investigation revealed the guy had passed out drunk, naked, from the waist down. However, she was charged. Two felony counts, second degree unlawful surveillance, first degree dissemination of unlawful surveillance, or posting it on TikTok. She also had DoorDash shut down her account. She says that is the only source of income she has.
She should have thought about that.
I'm not saying she's in the wrong here.
But she's also looking for a little sympathy.
Well, yes. I mean, yeah, 23-year-old person.
Mm.
I just, look, I'm not saying what she did was right.
Yeah.
I just find it weird. I was like, well, that guy's totally fine. All right.
Well, I mean, he didn't do anything. He didn't.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. You keep saying that. Every time I ask a question, you're like, oh, I don't know.
Well, he didn't assault her. He wasn't playing with himself. He literally was laying there still.
Okay.
Almost like a corpse.
All right, so if I take my pants off, go stand outside like this on the street corner, I shouldn't be charged? He's just standing there still.
Well, let's find out.
252 WCMF. Right, we've been talking to a lot of guys. Kimmy's the only estrogen we've had in this discussion. Let's talk to Noelle. Hey, Noelle, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
So I think the DoorDash girl is wrong entirely. If she thinks that he did it because he saw that a young lady was delivering whatever he ordered, then why didn't he move or do anything when she arrived?
Well, it would be the – okay, so like the stories we see like this, it's just the thrill of their seeing –
Was he aroused?
Yeah. Well, I don't have that answer. Yeah.
Like that would be a tell if he was real.
Do you hear yourself right now? Do you hear yourself right now?
No,
if he doesn't have a boner, it's legal. That's what you just argued.
Yes, and I'll say why. Because okay, so if I'm sitting here,
don't point at me when you're
talking
like
I'm
that.
I'm trying to get aroused.
Yeah.
If he doesn't have a chubby,
are you serious?
Case closed.
Do you hear
baby.
Yourself right now?
It's getting thrown out of boner court.
Do you hear yourself right now?
Agreed.
By the way, no boner, no crime.
By the way, Tommy's face, the logo for boner court.
He was in his house.
With his mouth open.
He was in his house.
Noel, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. I find this very strange.
What's that?
I find this whole situation very strange.
What's that?
Because, again, I agree she screwed up.
Yeah, oh, big time, girl.
I agree she screwed up. It's just so weird that her mistake in everybody else's head has completely invalidated what may have happened on the other side. Like I said, there is nuance here. There is a discussion to be had.
We're talking.
No,
boners.
Boner court.
Non-boner.
You're out of your mind.
Titillate, not titillate.
Okay. I just find it funny.
Because if I was trying to arouse somebody, I would also get a boner. If I was trying to titillate a woman with my penis would get excited.
At that age, you may not be able to get a boner with natural means.
Yeah, but he...
boner court!
But not everybody.
I moved a strike! You're boner!
I mean, he could have taken a Viagra, but I mean, like, most... I mean, there are 60-year-old guys that don't need any help.
Sure, there's not a lot of them.
Oh, I would say there's a... I bet
really?
You
how many
guys,
do you know?
I would say 50% of the guys can still get a boner without pill at age 60.
Okay.
50%.
You just made that number. You just keep making stuff up.
Yes, I do.
252 WCMF. Let's take one more call. I would love to talk to all of you guys, but we can only talk about boners for so long.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Aaron's got the last word. Hey, Aaron, you're on CMF. What's going on?
Hi, guys. So
hi.
I have actually had somebody expose themselves to me before, and I think she's definitely in the wrong, and she's kind of creepy because they get their excitement out of being, like, you know, being seen and your reaction. So, and also, who sees a cracked door at a house and just walks in? That's kind of spooky straight away. So, this sounds to me like she might be a little shady in her intention.
All right, but let me ask you, what's the intention? Like, what is
well,
her
I mean,
benefit?
Like, if I'm a woman, I'm probably not pushing open somebody's door.
No, look,
for safety purposes.
Open,
okay, but hold on, Aaron, hold on. We've been talking about this for like 20 minutes. I get that part. How does she benefit here?
She doesn't.
No, but that's what I mean. You said she did it for her benefit, but what? Hold on.
Video on TikTok and get sympathy.
Okay. But the opposite happened.
And she's being charged.
Yeah, that's.
And nothing. So I think that's what should happen. Is what I'm saying. I think that she made a couple of wrong decisions.
Nothing this guy did was inappropriate to you.
I I can see that he was just totally passed out drunk. I think if he was setting up the scene for her, he would have had a reaction and he would have been waiting for her and watching.
But she's been exposed. She's been through this. She's been through the penis mill, bro.
I mean, you know what they say? Every exposure story is exactly the same.
They all land differently. Yeah, you're right.
Aaron, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
All right, have a good day.
Bye, Aaron. All right. Well, I just want to, like, the next story.
The next story.
Everything you said, I will be pointing back out to you again. Because you're Mr.
No, well, that'll be a first. No, throwing my words back in my face.
Well, don't say stupid stuff. Thank you. No butts on the couch. Just go. All butts all the time. Give me a couch. Put a butt in it. A chicken in every pot and a bare ass on every couch. Boner court.
I think he'd be pretty cold at that point with the door open. A little drafty.
Yeah, when you're old, you don't feel it.
That's not what I heard. I heard 90% of 60-year-olds still get natural boners. Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You want to split people right down the middle. Bring up these in places they don't traditionally belong. Uh-huh. Because on one hand, unless you're afraid of them, they always brighten your day.
Yes.
But on the other hand, if they are not trained to handle these situations, things can get dicey.
Sure.
And it turns out, this specific place you see them now a ton is not as welcoming as you think.
Ah.
As in, not legally welcoming at all. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Dogs in grocery stores have become a bit of an issue.
Yeah.
So lots of people are bringing them in, walking around with them, keeping them in bags, putting them in those vests, right?
Yeah, but you think they're safety dogs, right?
Exactly. So it's become such an issue that the Democrat and Chronicle did a story this week clarifying whether or not it's okay to bring your dog, whatever type of dog it is, into a grocery store. And of course, it gets complicated.
Yeah.
So to start off, New York state law says you can't bring any animal, with the exception of a fish in an aquarium. No, I'm not making that up. Into a grocery store.
Like not even a service animal.
Okay, so here's the thing. The State Department of Agriculture says no animal minus fish in an aquarium in a grocery store. Yeah. Which I do want to see somebody carry,
would,
right?
That would be fun.
Do it just to do it.
Okay, if a dog inside a grocery store is caught, it's not the customer that gets in trouble, it's the store that gets in trouble.
Yeah.
In fact, customers are allowed to file complaints with the state if they see dogs in the store. However, there is an exception.
Yeah.
Service animals or dogs.
But those have to be licensed.
Okay,
correct?
So that's it. Yeah, dogs that have been trained to work or perform tasks for an individual with a disability are allowed in the grocery store.
Yeah.
So that narrows everything down, right? Wrong.
Okay.
Story of the DNC says that emotional support, therapy, comfort, or companion dogs do not qualify as service animals under the Americans with Disabilities Act. So those are not allowed in grocery stores.
So there is no licensed comfort dog. Only for medical reasons, like if I'm having a seizure or a stroke.
Or if, like,
but if I just need this because of my emotional state, that's not a licensed animal.
So here's where it gets weird.
Okay.
It says service animals or dogs that have been trained to work or perform tasks. Not emotional
support.
Well,
you're seeing an eye dog, yeah.
Okay, but what is a service animal?
So there must be a different certificate for that then.
Kimmy, can you Google what defines a service animal in New York State?
So it's a working dog.
Like a dog that, will alert you if you're going to have a seizure or something, right?
Yeah, okay, I mean, that's what I think of.
Right.
But there are also people that make the argument that their comfort animal is also their service animal.
But can you have that license that way? Like, I need this because I get panic attacks when I shop.
So here's the thing. You can get them licensed, but half of the places, I'm assuming most of the places you get them licensed, are scams. Like right now, you can go to UnitedServiceDog.com.
Well, that sounds like a reputable joint.
Or like 50 other websites like it, and you get instant service dog certification.
Don't even have to even see the dog.
And people who do this may not know they're breaking the law. when they're doing it. And it's funny, these websites, they give off serious scam vibes. For example, one of them will send you a certificate, two dog ID badges, a service dog tag for their collar, a cheap-ass vest that says service animal, and a leash for $150.
You're in, baby.
But that's just it. Your dog doesn't have to take a test. Yeah. There's nowhere to go. They just send it to you with the license, and your dog, according to them, is a, quote, service animal.
But, I mean, but you're around food. And, like, yeah, wait, there's prepared section and those salad bars and hot prep areas. But do you want dog hair and stuff flying all over the place?
Oh, I thought you were a dog lover. I'm sorry.
I am a dog lover, but the dog should have their place.
I mean, like, the dog is probably less dirty than what some of the people do to that food. Sneezing, coughing,
touching the grapes.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's...
Each other!
But that's necessary.
You're bringing in your dog!
Your dog ain't necessary. Your dog is not necessary.
It's not necessary for you to stick your hand in all the grapes.
I don't finger all the grapes. Just the soft ones.
By the way, I don't think I've ever seen a dog at a grocery store.
Oh, I have.
I've seen them.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, Pittsford? And those little ones
really?
In the bags and stuff?
I have not
constantly.
Seen it.
Constantly.
Maybe once every now and then I'll see like a service dog. But
I used to shock me at first, but now it's pretty common.
I will not go to Calkins Road, Wegmans.
Maybe it depends on where you go.
I will see three dogs every time
easily.
I go. So wait, the one in the city doesn't have?
I cannot think of a time where I've seen a dog in that store.
All right. Kimmy, what is defined as a service animal in New York State? Do we have it in front of us?
Oh, in New York State.
Oh, whatever you got. Whatever you got for me.
Well, this just says a service animal is defined as a dog that is individually trained to do work or perform tasks for a person with a disability, including physical, sensory, psychiatric, or intellectual disabilities. These animals are not considered pets. The tasks must be directly related to the individual's disability, such as guiding the blind, alerting the deaf, or pulling a wheelchair.
Okay, gotcha. Have you ever seen the deaf
dog?
It says
it must be a dog, too. So you
has
know,
to
like
be
some,
a dog.
Yeah, so some
it can't be
people,
a ferret.
No.
A deaf ferret.
You asked me.
So they have these dogs that are there to help blind and deaf folks?
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, yeah.
The dogs totally understand their job.
Yeah.
Like, there's a couple of videos I've seen where, like, people almost bump into a blind guy or, like, they're taking the dog's tame across a crosswalk and they get in the person's face and, like, look at him, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing right
but
now?
But that's a train, yeah.
But it's pretty amazing.
They ain't messing.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You do not want any unprofessional dogs in Wegmans.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary.
Kimmy, you're totally fine with seeing a dog in the grocery store.
I mean, like, if it's a necessary, again, if it's a service dog,
no, let's just say,
it,
you want to bring a little Fluffy in.
It wouldn't bother me, no.
Because
I wouldn't bring
my
dog in, because my dog would be a pain in the butt. But if somebody had, like, a dog walking around, I wouldn't think twice.
But see, she wants to be cool, man. Miss Palm Springs, walking around, man. Get my organic tomatoes.
I don't know why, but when I see.
Petting dogs, man, getting high. Maybe I'll go walk past Bob Hope's house. Take my picture.
Why is she have a Southern accent?
I don't know.
Because she
really
hung out
strange.
With Beth Donahue for a couple weeks in Nashville. I don't know, man.
When I see dogs in a business, it brings me comfort. I don't know why.
It's her comfort animal. Mm. Someone else's animal.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. So here's the problem.
What's the problem?
Look, I get that, like, you know, with the American... with the Americans with Disabilities Act, there is a way to go get dogs legitimately.
Yeah, you can get licensed.
Okay, here's the problem.
What?
I don't know if employees at Wegmans want to roll the dice asking for paperwork when they see a dog in the store.
That's probably they just let it roll. They're not going to deal with it because it looks bad for them, bad customer service.
Exactly.
So,
I have never seen a store employee in any grocery store stop and ask to see a dog's paperwork. And a lot of the dogs you see inside stores... you know they don't have the actual training they're supposed to have, right? Like, you can't tell me that Pomeranian in a support collar does a task for you, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm with Kimmy. I don't think I'm that bothered by it.
All right.
No? I think you're kind of a dick.
I am a dick.
No, I mean, like, you're not a dog lover. You're not the dog
lover. I am a dog.
But no, you're not. You're not.
I leave my dog in my house. I don't bring my dog over to other people's houses.
Okay.
I hate these people that they come over your house, they want to bring their dog. Why? Leave your dog at home. I don't need your dog in my house. My dog doesn't want to hang out with your dog. I hate people that do that. Leave your dog at your house.
Okay. No, I agree with you there.
You remember the old one on the show? She used to want to bring her dog all over the place.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't want your dog's ass all over my furniture.
I love dogs. Keep your dog away from me. I'm talking to you. I talk like this for some reason. Brother. Instagram messages coming in. Duffy at WCMF. Easiest way to get us. Caleb writes, I'm pretty sure it's illegal to have your dog wearing vests, service animal tags, collars if it's not legitimately registered with the state.
Stolen valor.
It is dog stolen valor. 252 WCMF. Got a lot of ladies getting in on the show today. Let's talk to a lady, Stevie.
All right.
Hello, Stevie. What's going on?
Hello.
Hello.
I was just calling to let you know that under ADA, the American with Disabilities Act, you're able to ask two questions about a quote-unquote service animal that comes into your establishment. And if the answers aren't answered correctly, then you are legally allowed to
put the dog down.
And the dog that they can't come in.
Okay, but have you ever seen anybody do that, Stevie?
Oh, I've done it.
Oh, Stevie!
But it's bad business.
Stevie!
Why would you do that?
I worked at a restaurant, and we've had several people try to come in with their dogs, which obviously you shouldn't have a dog in a restaurant. And ask the questions, and the moment they say like emotional or anything like that, it's not a true service animal under ADA, and they are not allowed in the establishment.
All right, Stevie, we're an honest show here. All right, you seem like a fine gal. I need you to answer.
What a good wife she would be.
Stevie, I need you to answer me honestly, okay?
Okay.
Did you get satisfaction throwing those dogs out of the restaurant?
Yes.
You monster! Hey, you're a monster!
She's honest. Give it to her.
Stevie, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
You're welcome.
But there's some states where it looks like you can just, like Florida, last time I was down there, you can bring your dog anywhere.
You can do anything in Florida, though.
You can. Yeah. Like I saw gun-toting dogs into the shopping.
Would you say that again?
Gun-toting dog shopping. No, like you could be in a restaurant.
Wait, was a gun-toting dog looking for a...
Good time and man. No, but like, there's
no
rules.
What do you think the percentage of reptiles is that enters a grocery store on a daily basis?
You mean other than Tommy at Publix? 252 WCMF. Again, there has been such a problem with non-registered dogs going through grocery stores that the DNC did a story this week that laid out what dogs are legal and illegal to bring in a grocery store. So, again, New York State says any law, with the exception of a fish in an aquarium, any animal, with the exception of a fish in an aquarium, is not allowed inside a grocery store. The exception, service animals or dogs that have been trained to work or perform tasks for an individual with a disability, they are allowed in grocery stores. The story in the DNC says, though, emotional support, therapy, or comforting companion dogs do not qualify as service animals under the ADA, so they're not allowed. But it takes the grocery store confronting those people to get the dogs out of the store. And other than Stevie, who's the worst human being we've ever talked to, nobody is willing to do that. Let's talk about Alicia, or talk to Alicia. Hey, Alicia, how are you?
Hey, guys. Hey. So when I first got my little poodle, I didn't want to leave him alone, so I had him with me in the cart, and the people at Tufts, they suggested that I can't put him in there, so they weren't mad about it, but they just said I couldn't have him in the cart because he was, that's where you put groceries.
Yeah, how about that?
One of the most interesting service animals was out in Goodwill in Victor. A lady came in with a service pony, a big service pony.
A pony?
Yes, I have a picture of it. I'll send it to you guys so you know I'm not.
How did she get it in the cart?
She brought him on a trailer.
I'd be pretty excited about seeing a service pony.
Pony, everybody wants to pet a pony.
He had boots and a glitter vest that said service animal.
Are you sure that wasn't Tommy walking around the grocery store? Did she say you?
Yeah,
Elisa,
Tommy
thank you.
And glitter.
Thank
ooh.
You for the call. Have a good rest of the day. That horse is going right for the carrots. You know that, right? No, I mean, look, if the dog's not causing problems, what's the problem? Dog doesn't take a dump.
I think it's sanitary.
Is it sanitary?
I think it is.
No, I think Kimmy's point.
Please,
I get a restaurant. If the restaurant's liable, I understand. Like, you have to enforce the rules. Other places, if you can, if it's a big open space, it doesn't bother me.
Outside, I can
you,
see.
You could take your dogs into like Home Depot. And
yeah,
stuff,
you can. Because
right?
That's where Lowe's. So when you train your dog, they tell you if you want to socialize your dog, take him to Home Depot and let him walk around with you.
Well, you just got to hear from other 60-year-old dogs bitching about the price of nails. This was 25 cents last week.
And by the way, everybody's got a vest on in there, so everybody kind of blends in.
Are you talking about your service support hell? Erica writes us on Instagram. I'm going to read Erica's message the way I believe she
okay.
wrote.
Okay.
Right. She writes, I love dogs and all, but this is getting ridiculous. Your dog does not want to go to Wegmans or Hobby Lobby. Leave them at home. My dog, of course, wants to go to those places.
Yeah, every dog wants to go inside everything, man. They're curious.
Thank you. All right, here's a debate.
All right.
All right. It's a bear by God, writes us on Instagram. I'd rather have a dog in a shopping cart
than
a baby in a shopping cart.
Oh, wait, what's wrong with the baby?
I think they are arguing that the baby is less annoying than the dog.
No, the dog is less annoying than the baby.
Yes, yes, I'm sorry, yes, yes.
Your
choice.
Kids can be annoying.
All right, you can ban all babies or all dogs from the grocery store. What are you choosing? You monster.
I think I got to go baby.
You and Stevie should get married and live on Monster Island for horrible people.
No, but like banning babies. Ban the baby, keep the dog. There's my campaign slogan.
Kimmy, you can ban babies or dogs.
From where?
She ain't got no baby. She's never going to have babies.
No, I mean, you got to bring your baby in.
But you're never going to have a baby.
I can leave my dog at home. I can't leave my baby at home.
By the way, what an old man thing at the holidays to say. Right. No, you're never going to have a baby.
Well, she said, I thought she was.
You don't say it out loud, you dick.
No, but I thought maybe she didn't want kids. But she's going to have many dogs.
You're never going to have a baby.
Just the way you said it.
What am I getting grandkids? Let's take one more call, 252-WCMF. Eric's got the last word. Hey, Eric, how are you, buddy?
Hey there.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good, man.
So we have a sign in our store on the front door prohibiting anything but actual service dogs that nobody pays attention to.
He's
and they bring
vet.
All their dogs in. They put them in shopping carts. I've had a couple of them lunge at me. I know they're not service dogs.
Yeah, but it's because you're delicious, Eric.
I don't need to be delicious right now. Thank you. But it's frustrating because they're breaking the law and they're ruining it for all the people that actually do have service dogs and making it difficult for them. I tossed a lady out. Well, I was going to toss a lady out with her dog. And I asked the one question you're allowed to ask, what service does it perform? And she said, it licks me when I become anxious, and I just threw my hands up and walked away. It's awful.
Well, to be fair, when people ask my wife that question about me, she has the same answer.
Well, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, but I mean, Eric, come on, let's go. I mean, what was the dog? The dog didn't lunge at you that time.
If I were to bring my dogs into Wegmans or into any other store, people would lose their minds. And rightfully so.
What's wrong with your dogs?
They're huge, and they're not trained to be around people.
Okay, but look.
He's a lazy dog owner, and he stands behind.
He was on your side. He was on your side.
Now you're being judgy dog owner.
Eric.
One of them is 165 pounds, and he just is goofy. But his sheer size will terrify people.
All right. I mean, Eric, look, I get where you're coming from. I just can't in good conscience.
So that dog qualifies as a Duffy.
Bro, it's 165 pounds and goofy. It's you.
No, but that's a big dog.
Yeah, no, we got it. Eric, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Eric's still going to go. Can't do it. All right, let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
These legal dispensary owners, they've had a rough run. And it kind of feels like the state is just like chucking grenades at them any chance they get.
So what's next?
Look, this doesn't make any sense because Kimmy touched on it a second ago. What you're allowed to advertise on these is bananas.
Yeah.
You could also advertise bananas.
Okay, all right.
But to not allow marijuana dispensaries to do it. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Story on News 10 yesterday.
Yeah.
Says that New York State has passed legislation that will now restrict legal cannabis dispensaries from advertising on billboards in New York.
The whole state?
The whole state of New York. So as we speak, They already face restrictions that were written in the initial rules. They are not allowed to advertise in any way within 500 feet of a school or a community facility, yeah. Which is weird to begin with, but okay, fine if you got to do that. If you drive around the greater Rochester area, you actually see plenty of billboards.
Yeah, I've seen it.
She's seen it.
Yeah. For dispensaries?
Wasn't there one, like,
yeah.
Well, wasn't there one like right outside?
Yes.
Yes.
On our street here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So where can they advertise?
Well, I mean, I haven't seen a dispensary television commercial.
I haven't either.
So I would assume that's restricted.
We can't.
We can't talk about it. Well, here's the thing.
No, we don't run ads,
yeah, well,
do we?
That's a company policy,
yeah.
I guess.
Oh, okay.
So, because of federal stuff, like, right. It's a whole tangled web.
So where are they advertising?
That's a great question. And so,
just online?
So, but here's the other problem. The dispensary owners say that social media shadow bans them, that just the word cannabis will keep them from being able to advertise and buy advertising on, like, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, places like that. So that's a great question. I don't know how to answer that question.
I'm pissed, too, man. If, like, you gave me a license, I spent all this money, and now they're going, you know, we changed our mind, you can't advertise. How am I supposed to make money? How am I supposed to grow customers?
Agreed.
I just don't get why they draw the line there.
I would think you could sue. Because you already gave me a license, and you're letting me sell, and now you're telling me I can't.
That's the last thing those places want to do, though.
I'll sue. Whiplash.
With how hard it was to just get the business up and
running
in the first
place. Yeah, but you're not going to have a business.
I don't get the logic behind this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, some of these joints probably have $1 million invested in this stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
No,
there it goes. Bye.
Well, I mean, look.
Money.
Hold on, now you're going a little over the top here. It's not like people are going to know where these dispensaries are. They're looking for marijuana. You know, it's not like they have a new product.
I know, but still, you want to grow your base. I mean, you're competing with other shops.
Sure, I agree with you, but they are also at the same handicap. They can't advertise on billboards.
True, but they may have a better location than I do. They got more traffic than I do, and I'm stuck over here. I'm over here. I'm in the dark, man.
What I can't wrap my head around
is...
who is legally allowed to advertise on billboards? Because if you drive around, you see bars, adult entertainment shops,
casinos,
strip clubs, right? Like, you drive through the Midwest, you will see unborn fetuses on billboards.
Yeah, you see some pretty crazy stuff. Like, I feel like you learn a lot about stuff as a kid taking road trips with your family.
Yeah. But, like,
wow, what's that mean?
For whatever reason, the billboard is a no-go?
All right.
The marijuana, I don't...
Yeah. So they're kind of going on what they did to cigarettes, because cigarettes used to be able to advertise everywhere, and then they just started cutting back, and then until it just completely went away.
Yeah, and I mean, look, I understand...
But you advertise alcohol on billboards.
I agree with you. Agree with everything. I don't get it.
If you want to do a body count between alcohol and marijuana, it's a blowout.
Fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come lose your hand.
No, you are allowed to advertise fireworks stands that are not legally allowed to sell you fireworks in New York State. But marijuana is a no-go. 252 WCMF. So we were talking about TV. Jim says we are wrong. Hey, Jim. What's up, buddy?
Morning, guys.
Hey.
So I watch a lot of the Buffalo News channels because where I live, we get the Buffalo weather. So on the Buffalo News, on the Buffalo channels, they do have... advertiser right on there for the weed shops and stuff up there in Buffalo.
Okay, but
I can't think of one.
All right, hold on. Are those weed shops that are in Buffalo, or are they reservation weed shops?
No, they're actually ones in Buffalo.
Okay, all right.
Oh, okay.
Because maybe that's just a decision that company made. So the problem, Jim, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. When it comes to media advertising, just to give you a little behind the scenes, there's no law, I guess, that says we can't do it.
Yeah.
This is the way it was explained to me.
Okay.
But the federal law... marijuana is still illegal.
So they don't want to have federal problems?
Which they think could potentially happen. So I guess it goes on like a company-by-company basis. So maybe none of the media places in town want to roll the dice on that, but this one in Buffalo did. That is weird, though.
Yeah.
That there isn't a ban on television commercials and nobody's been willing to take that money and see what happens.
I know.
Although, after what happened in Congress this week, maybe start pulling back.
Everybody was cool in Congress.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of cool right now. All right, so you know who else it sucks for? Companies that own billboards.
Yeah, that's big bank.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. These marijuana billboards are everywhere. Like, they're going to lose money.
I think the more competitive those businesses get, the more that show up in town, the more money they're losing out on.
Like, this hurts a whole bunch of different people.
Now I'll just have to look at Just Say No to Drugs or Stop the Violence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.